This is Danielle Yawovyetska with the BBC News. Hello. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said his priorities in Gaza are to destroy Hamas and bring the hostages home. He insisted Israel was doing its best to achieve both. Later, the leader of Hamas in the Gaza Strip, Yahya Sinwar, offered to release all the Israeli hostages in exchange for all Hamas prisoners in Israeli jails. More from Paul Adams.
At his press conference, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was asked, would you be prepared to release Palestinian prisoners in return for the release of the hostages? And he didn't rule it out, but he said that it would be unwise to talk about it publicly. Now, we have no way of knowing at the moment whether such a deal is on the cards. There are some former senior Israeli officials saying that it would be a good thing to do, that it would be a good idea to release hundreds, perhaps even thousands of Palestinian prisoners in return for the hostages. And there are certainly people in the region, including countries like Qatar, who are trying very, very hard to engineer just such a thing.
The International Red Cross has urged an immediate de-escalation in Gaza, saying it was unacceptable that civilians had no safe place to go amid the massive bombardments. Imogen Folks has the details.
Late on Saturday night, the Red Cross issued an urgent warning. 2 million civilians were trapped in Gaza with nowhere to flee, it said, amid massive bombardment and a military siege. This, the Red Cross statement continued, was a catastrophic failing that the world must not tolerate. It also repeated its call for the release of hostages. But the absolute priority, it said, was the preservation of life, and that means allowing sustained deliveries of aid and access for aid agencies.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says that 8,000 people have been killed since airstrikes were launched in response to the killing of 1,400 Israelis by Hamas 3 weeks ago. Israel says it's officially recalling its diplomatic staff from Turkey after President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told a huge pro-Palestinian rally in Istanbul that Israel was an occupier in Gaza. Damian Grammaticus reports.
Tensions are rising between Israel and other Middle Eastern countries too. The United Arab Emirates, the first Gulf state to normalise relations with Israel 3 years ago, said it was deeply concerned by what it described as Israel's military escalation and called for an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council, perhaps as early as today. And Israel, which restored its ambassador to Turkey only last year, has now recalled its diplomatic staff from the country after the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said Israel was a war criminal.
World news from the BBC. 17,000 soldiers and police have been deployed in the Mexican city of Acapulco, where many shops and residences have been looted since a powerful hurricane hit the region on Wednesday. Videos posted online show residents taking food and water from supermarkets, while others walk away with expensive electronic items and clothes from shopping centres. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has promised to help rebuild the city. 39 people are now known to have died. The authorities in Bangladesh have deployed paramilitary troops in the capital Dhaka to maintain security following violent clashes between opposition activists and security forces on Saturday. A police officer and an opposition supporter were killed and more than 100 injured during clashes at an anti-government rally called by the Bangladesh Nationalist Party. The protesters demanded that Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina step down to allow a free and fair vote in January under a neutral government. South Africa have made history at the Rugby World Cup, beating New Zealand at the final in Paris to win a record fourth title. The defending champions, the Springboks, held on to secure a narrow 12-11 victory. After lifting the trophy, South Africa's captain Siya Kolisi said it was a win for the whole country.
People that are not from South Africa don't understand what this means for our country. You know, it's not just about the game on the field. You know, our country goes through such a lot, and we are that bearing hope that they have, you know, and yeah, we're just grateful that we can be here. And I just want to tell the people of South Africa, thank you so much.
And in football, La Liga de Quito from Ecuador have won the Copa Sudamericana. They defeated Fortaleza from Brazil in a penalty shootout after a 1-1 draw during regular time. The match was played before thousands of fans who flew for more than 5 hours to get to the Uruguayan city of Maldonado. BBC World News.